This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenson with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we feature an interview with Peter Ostrusko and his performance with Dean McGraw at the 5th Annual Barn Fest hosted by Red House Records at Hobgoblin Music Farm in Red Wing, Minnesota. Peter Ostrusko is an Emmy Award-winning fiddler, mandolinist, and composer. His rich blend of American Celtic and Old World strains with jazz and classical overtones has been called powerful music from the depths of the American soul. We go now to Hobgoblin Music Farm in Red Wing, Minnesota for the 5th Annual Barn Fest. You're listening to the Live Feed, and I have kind of an amazing person with me. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
I am the amazing Peter Ostrusko.
Peter, it is amazing. It's amazing to talk to you, and it was an amazing performance today. And I gotta ask, how do you take all these different influences of world music and put them into a song?
It just naturally happens after years and years of studying and playing. And, you know, when I first started playing, my parents were Ukrainian immigrants. And so I grew up in a Ukrainian neighborhood where the folk music of their country was still very alive and very prevalent. And so I started off with music from another culture, and I think what ended up happening with me, mandolin was the first instrument that I played because my dad was a mandolin player, so I probably started playing that when I was around 3 years old. But as I got better and better on the instrument, it just inspired me to want to learn everything that I could about playing that instrument, you know. And so it wasn't like a natural, oh, I want to learn how to play Irish music or I want to learn how to play French music. I would hear musicians from other cultures playing the mandolin, and so I would want to learn how to do what they did. And so it just became a natural progression of learning how to speak all these various languages on my instrument.
Thank you.
We now go back to our interview with Peter Ostrushko at the 5th Annual Barn Fest hosted by Red House Records at Hobgoblin Music Farm in Red Wing, Minnesota. You're listening to The Live Feed with Terry Tenseth.
So you decided or learned at a very young age that music might be a good way of life for you.
It's all I ever wanted to do. I did a brief period in my life where I was in theater for a while. But even when I was in theater, it was I still played music. You know, people found out that I played instruments and, you know, put it to use no matter what situation I was in. And I also figured out that as an actor, it's really hard to go out on a street corner and make money. But as a musician, you got that open case there, and people just want to throw their money into it. And so I figured out early that musicians don't necessarily starve.
When you're creating music, what's your process like? What do you do?
Well, that's kind of an open-ended question there. Are you talking about when I'm on stage creating music or when I'm just sitting around creating music?
Well, let's do both, because I know that there's a fair amount of improvisation, but let's say you're trying to come up with something specific at home.
Well, it's a different process with everybody, and I really tend to view it that the music exists out there. It's around us right now. A lot of music comes to me when I'm in a quiet place. I really do believe that music comes from silence. And if you're in a quiet place inside yourself, and just literally in a quiet place, you hear music, you hear it in your head. And a lot of times when I'm driving, I don't ever listen to the radio, and whatever it is that I'm visualizing as I'm driving in the quiet, you know, will inspire things to come. And I figure if I get there, wherever it is that I'm going, and I can still remember that music that I heard, and I can play it, then I get to put my name to it and say, I wrote it. And if I don't remember it, then I figure it went in one ear and went out the other. And, you know, the guy in the Mustang, four cars behind me, got to have it if he was open to receiving it, you know.
It's a very organic process for you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Live Feed with Terry Tenseth. We now return to my interview with Peter Ostrushko at the 5th Annual Red House Records Barn Fest at Hobgoblin Music Farm in Red Wing, Minnesota.
You were talking about writing at home, you know, not for other people, but for yourself or in the car. How is it different on stage?
Well, on stage, we're performing pieces of music, like, for instance, what we did today. Two of them were pieces that I wrote. Two of them were pieces that Dean wrote. In each circumstance, there's a place where there's a melody and some chord changes that he's come up with or I've come up with that usually we stay to pretty much. But because Dean also, in so many ways, he and I, we grew up listening to the same pop music on the radio and influenced by a lot of the same things that were going on in the world at that time and, you know, just musically what we were hearing. And we hear things very similar.
Thank you.
You're listening to the sounds of Peter Ostrushko and Dean McGraw at the 5th Annual Red House Records Barn Fest at Hobgoblin Music Farm in Red Wing, Minnesota. We now return to our interview with Peter Ostrushko. You're listening to the live feed with Terry Tenseth.
What I discovered a long time ago, learning how to play music has its own schedule, has its own time, and I think anyone who takes it upon themselves to jump into the world of learning how to express themselves, you know, either with their voice or with an instrument, you know, if they stay with it long enough, I think what they discover is that there's an organic process that happens that you can't, you know, you can push that process, but you can't make it happen. In most of our compositions, we set aside places where it's just total freedom to do whatever we want to do. And magically, somehow, sometimes better than other times, we end up at the same place and get, you know, get back to the melody as was written. But it's interesting. Some years ago, Dean and I were playing in Oregon, and we were doing a school performance for a little school in the countryside in Oregon, and the school, the kids that came to it were all basically from kindergarten through high school. So it was like a rural school, not a very big.
This one girl who looked like she was maybe like in third grade or something,
who asked a question, and I could not understand what she was asking. And I had her repeat it like three or four times. And finally, Dean said, "What she's saying is, how do you guys hear so far?" I'd never heard anyone say that before, you know, especially coming out of a young person. How do you hear so far? And one of the things I actually could pinpoint to say that is that, well, you've probably noticed, you know, with Dean and myself, we both play with our eyes closed on stage. We don't have music that we have to look at, and so we go inside and just listen to the sound and let the sound guide us to what we're doing. But I was just like blown away that this little girl could ask that question.
Thanks for taking time with me.
Yes, Terry. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Ostrushko!
Mr. Dean McGraw. Thank you.
A big thank you goes out to Peter Ostrushko for visiting with us on the live feed. More information on Peter Ostrushko can be found at www.peterostrushko.com. That's www.peterostrushko.com. Another thank you goes out to Red House Records for the 5th Annual Barn Fest in Red Wing, Minnesota at Hobgoblin Music Farm. More information on Red House Records can be found at www.redhouserecords.com. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.